In the heart of Trail, a small but mighty neonatal intensive care unit, NICU, at Kootenay Boundary Regional Hospital has transformed the lives of families since opening its doors in April 2024. Now, 18 months later, the unit stands as a beacon of hope, keeping fragile newborns close to home and sparing families the emotional and logistical burden of traveling to distant hospitals. The NICU, the first of its kind in the region, has provided specialized care for 22 newborns as of May this year, offering critical support to babies born as early as 34 weeks gestation, about 6 weeks premature. With space for three neonates at a time, the unit is equipped to provide monitoring, breathing support, and specialized treatments to help these tiny patients grow stronger. Before the NICU's opening, families in the Kootenay boundary faced daunting journeys. Pregnant mothers or newborns needing advanced care were transferred to hospitals in Kelowna, Kamloops, or even Vancouver. The distance often compounded the stress of an already challenging time. Now, the NICU allows expectant mothers to stay in their community longer and brings babies back home sooner if they require transfer elsewhere. For families, it's a game changer, said Andrea Duchik, Director of Clinical Operations, Kootenay Boundary Regional Hospital. She recalled meeting a community member whose first grandchild, born before the NICU opened, needed weeks of care in Vancouver. More recently, another grandchild arrived early but was able to stay in Trail's NICU. He said it made all the difference for the family. Grandma and grandpa could support mom and dad, and everyone was close by. The NICU's impact extends beyond its ability to keep families close. In January 2025, the unit introduced a pasteurized human donor milk program, a significant milestone for a smaller hospital. This nationally accredited program ensures that neonates can receive the benefits of breast milk even if their mother faces challenges with breastfeeding due to medical or other reasons. We order pasteurized human donor milk to have on hand, Duchik explained. If a mom wants to breastfeed but is on medications or struggling to produce milk, we can still provide breast milk and all its benefits until she's ready. The Kootenay Boundary Regional Hospital Health Foundation played a pivotal role in bringing the NICU to life, raising funds to equip the unit with cutting-edge technology. Thanks to a generous angel donor, the foundation secured neonatal ventilators, additional isolates, baby warmers, and other critical equipment. The foundation also supported the recruitment of a second pediatrician and a nurse educator, bolstering the hospital's capacity to deliver specialized care. This project aligned perfectly with our mission to improve healthcare for families in the Kootenay boundary, said Lisa Passon, the foundation's executive director. From the very beginning, we felt a deep passion to help bring this vision to life. At the core of the NICU's success is its dedicated team, which includes a neonatal-trained registered nurse on duty 24/7, a pediatrician, a respiratory therapist, a speech-language pathologist, a dietitian, and a social worker. The unit operates with a 1-to-3 nurse-to-baby ratio, ensuring personalized care for each neonate. On average, babies stay in the NICU for about 9 days, though some preterm infants may require care for up to 6 weeks. The seamless collaboration between the NICU, maternity, and pediatric units sets the hospital in Trail apart. Obstetricians, who care for mothers and babies in utero, work closely with pediatricians, who take over once the neonate is born. If a baby requires resuscitation or additional support, a team of specialists, pediatricians, respiratory therapists, and NICU nurses, steps in, often right beside the mother. What makes this NICU so special is the team-based approach, Duchik said. The obstetricians and pediatricians communicate so well, and our obstetrical and NICU nurses work together seamlessly. In larger centers, there are more resources and hands on deck, but here, our smaller team steps up with incredible passion and education to ensure every baby is stable and well cared for. The NICU's philosophy of care is rooted in compassion and non-judgment. Staff emphasize meeting families where they are, regardless of circumstances. What we can control is making that family and baby feel safe and supported while they're in our care, Dutchik said. That's our priority, and everything else falls away. For Passan, the NICU is more than a medical facility. It's a reflection of the community's commitment to its families. Being part of this project allows the Kootenay Boundary Regional Hospital Health Foundation to directly support families during some of their most critical and vulnerable times, she said. It's about ensuring the next generation has the best start possible. The unit's impact is felt deeply in the Kootenay Boundary, where families no longer face the prospect of long-distance travel during a medical crisis. Instead, they can focus on what matters most, being together as their newborns grow stronger. It takes a special person to care for these tiny babies, Dutchik said. They don't follow the same rules as bigger humans. The Kootenay Boundary team invests its time and heart to ensure every baby and family feels safe, she added. That's what's powerful about this facility and this community. Everyone works together for the best outcome. As this very special NICU approaches its second year, it continues to be a lifeline for families, a testament to the power of community-driven healthcare, and a reminder that even the smallest patients can inspire the greatest care.